Chauncey.
You have a driver named Chauncey?
It's the name my parents gave me.
Sorry?
You were saying, Chauncey.
It's just that we're being followed.
Philip, why would they bother?
Why would who bother?
Carl, the stage doorman at the Kennedy Center, noticed a Crown Victoria parked outside all evening. If they wanted to know where you are, they could just hack into your LoJack system.
No, Miss Brandy, they couldn't.
Why not, Chauncey?
There's no need for it. I'm with Carl Time, so I disabled it.
Easy enough to sneak a GPS tracker onto the vehicle.
I sweep the car every day, and no one's been near it all evening. You want me to lose them?
Alexandria, what do you think?
They haven't made any threatening moves. They're pretty obvious about tailing us. I say we proceed as planned. I think this could turn into something interesting.
Very well. Let's carry on to Washington University. Welcome to Spy Wizards, the first deception, a fantasy spy thriller audio drama podcast written and performed by Paul Michael Mosier. This is episode 2, Testing, Testing, part 2.
So this is the psychology lab. That booth looks like something straight out of a TV quiz show.
21, the one that had all the scandal.
So what happens now?
Would you mind stepping into the booth?
Philip?
Yes?
How long have you known?
Since we met, started working together. I thought I was the only one.
So did I. That wasn't until I met you.
It's a simple test.
I doubt that. Let's get started.
We're connected by a landline to a lottery machine in the basement of the psychology laboratory at the Berkeley campus of UCLA. We'd like you to turn that machine on.
I have no idea how to do that.
Just relax and do it.
Relax? Did I ever tell you I'm claustrophobic? I can sense the machine. There's a switch. I've activated it.
Good. Now tell us the numbers of the balls as they emerge from the machine.
20, 34, 17, 6, 45, 32, and a bonus number of 12.
Correct. Can you do it again?
I can do better than that. 1, 2, 3, 5, 7, 11, and a bonus number of 13.
Show off. That's a prime selection.
You better let me out. Someone's coming.
How do you know?
I just do. They're the men who were following us earlier.
I'm John Smith, and this is Bill Jones. We're with the State Department. We'd like a few minutes of your time.
Certainly.
You disappointed Mother. He wants you fired. You took a hell of a risk.
It was necessary.
The State Department agrees with you. We want to transfer you out of your department at Homeland Security.
To what end?
We're setting up a new branch of Homeland Security under a CI-21 directive. We'd like you to run it.
What's its purpose?
Come on, Philip. We watched you. You put up the skeptical front in public, but privately you suspect magic, psychic, or paranormal abilities, or whatever else you may want to call them, exist. You just proved Miss Brandy has some unusual trait, and I guess you have some powers of your own. You believe these can be a positive force, but you also think that others may use them in hostile ways. We can give you a list of potential candidates.
I'd like Alexandria Brandy as my right hand.
Why?
Because even though we know she has ability, she remains a skeptic. Now the cat's out of the bag, there'll be a tendency to blame everything on magic. That thinking will be wrong 99% of the time.
We agree. Now then, your organization needs a name.
Zero Division?
Sorry, there's an easy doubt against that one.
Department 404.
Why?
Because officially we won't exist, and we don't want to be found. Only a select few will need to know.
Makes sense.
Why approach me now, and what about the 1st Division?
We keep the 1st Division in place. It has its uses. We have three reasons for approaching you. First, Algernon Morris sent Hayden Falcon and Jeff Stopper to Soledash, Brazil, to watch Leonard Tremont. They're on the list of potentials. Second, Thomas Sowell, the Washington Post columnist, received a tip that a group exists with members who have magical power. He thought it was a hoax, but he passed it on to us just in case.
That's funny. Ernest Bunbury has similar information.
The third reason is Thomas Sowell is missing. No one's seen him in 3 weeks. We want you to investigate.
Do you want us to look into the disappearance or the rumor?
Both.
Where did Sowell disappear?
He was in San Paulo to do a piece on the Brazilian reaction to the NSA email scandal regarding the president. Then he went to Porto Alegre for more background material. He was supposed to cover the International Free Software Forum that's coming up next weekend. They hold it there every year.
So I guess that means we're going to Brazil?
Boris, what are you doing here? You weren't supposed to arrive until next weekend.
My father sent me. Things have heated up since you last spoke to him.
How did you find me?
You forget, Leonard. We worked together before. You taught me a lot. How to hide and how to find people with particularly valuable lessons.
Who are your two friends?
You don't think I'd be fool enough to visit you alone in a rundown hotel room?
I guess not.
Killing Rodriguez was a mistake.
That old prospector?
Yes, his brother's gone underground. Even with everything you taught me, we're having trouble finding the second path. Also, we know we're paying you twice.
That's just the cost of doing business.
Do you have the product?
Yes.
I have the money.
Let's do the exchange.
Simon, switch the briefcases.
Are we done?
Yes, you might want to be careful. We aren't the only ones looking for you.
That's nothing new.
You should know Peter Bruegel of the Federal Police doesn't give up easily.
I'll be careful. Good night.
Good night.
Of the bank is a strange place to meet, but it's an honor to have lunch with a legend, Miss Brandy.
Please, Felicity. May I call you Felicity? It's Alexandria, by the way. I'm no legend.
Of course. You're too modest. Your exploits with Philip Vizier are still in the textbooks. I especially like the title exchange. It's too bad you retired.
Who said I retired?
You mean the great Brandini is a cover?
It's amazing what people will tell a celebrity.
I would never have guessed.
That's the idea, but we're not here to talk about me. What about you?
I'm just a receptionist.
You were in the field.
Not anymore.
Why not?
I had a mission go bad. My partner was killed.
But you got the bad guy.
And Bradley is still dead.
You know it happens to all of us.
No, it doesn't. You forget I'm Reginald Morris's personal secretary. I see the files. Most of us make it to retirement, and very few of us have any close calls.
Okay, but it happened to me.
I know. Hold on a second. I'm wearing flats. I need to borrow whatever he is.
Why?
You'll see. Thanks. I'll be right back. Sir, I suggest you remove the gun from your waistband.
Why?
Do you feel something sticking into your spinal cord?
Yes.
You're an innocuous-looking guy, and that's a nice suit you're wearing. It would be a shame to put a hole in it.
Yes, it would.
Then hand over the gun.
All right, here it is.
Thank you. Now we'll wait for security.
Thank you, ma'am. We'll take it from here.
Why are you holding a shoe in your hand?
The stiletto would have put a nice hole in your skull if you hadn't cooperated.
Boy, did I pick the wrong day to rob a bank.
You can say that again.
Boy.
No, it's bad enough we ran into each other. I don't need to hear any bad jokes.
Come on, sir. We'll take you to the holding area until the police arrive.
They won't hold you.
Why not?
Unfortunately, you'll never know. Excuse me. I have to get back to my companion.
What happened?
You know perfectly well what happened.
Why did you borrow my shoe?
I'm unarmed. Most Washington receptionists don't carry a gun. My sick son was locking my gun safe under my desk. You know, I thought it was strange you were wearing high heels. You usually wear flats. Here's your Valencia Rose pump back.
Thank you.
Now, would you mind telling me what's really going on?
I think you know.
Yes, I think I do.
How did you know that man was going to rob the banks?
I get these flashes sometimes.
I know what you mean.
You have the gift as well.
I don't know that I would call it a gift. What else do you know?
I know James Thorogood will be out in an hour. He's one of ours, and it wasn't fair for you to ask him to be part of the test.
You weren't supposed to get that far.
No, I did.
Well, you passed. What's your answer?
It's time to get back on the horse. Yes, I'll join Department 404.
Then you better pack. The plane leaves in 3 hours.
Where are we going?
Brazil. Welcome to the team, Ms. Blaze.
I'll meet you at the airport.
This better be important. I'm supposed to be looking for Leonard Tremont.
Miss Hunter, it's important.
Who is she? Hello, Diane. I'm Alexandria Brandy. Your uncle sends his regard. Is he all right? Yes, nothing's wrong. Is he here? Of course he's here. Why did he send you? He sent me on a task. He reclused himself because he might be biased. Christian Esteban isn't a threat. For one, the report has his name wrong. It's Cristobal Esteban. For another, he's never belonged to any organization. He earns his living fishing in Puerto Rico, and he's never left San Juan. You can garbage the whole file.
How do you know that? You weren't here when the file was curried to us.
I just do. Thank you, George. You can go now. You're Alexandria Brandy. You're a legend. Your cousin Felicity Blaze said the same thing. She's here too?
Yes.
I take it I passed.
Yes.
So I'm in. If you want to be. Of course I want to be. Department 404 sounds like a blast.
Don't get too cocky.
So that's our first assignment. You're welcome. We'll explain that. We'll be driving to Soledash.
Hey, Jeff, looking for who gets the next coffee.
No, thank you. Still no sign of him?
No, and he hasn't been spotted in Porto Alegre.
How do you know?
He's wanted for murder.
Stephen Trent?
And Rodriguez Neves.
Who was he?
We think he was the supplier for whatever Trent was supposed to pick up.
What happened?
Neves was found dead in a small room above a tavern. Same M.O. It looks like the bullets match the one found in Trent. The Brazilian police may take their time investigating an American death, but when it comes to one of their own citizens, it's a different matter.
So what do we do?
Our mission. But if we spot him, we cooperate with the authorities. Yes?
Hayden, it's Fiona. I've got him. He's on the patio, 3 blocks down from you.
Where's Diane?
She got called back to Porto Alegre for a day. Apparently she's needed for a conference at the consulate. Nothing was going down, so they called her in. I took over, but I admit I didn't expect to spot him. He's on the east side.
Jeff and I will cross over to the west. Stalker will continue on and cross back when he's ahead of him.
I'll stay in place and cover your back.
You better call it in. We're unpopular enough down here.
Already have. The police say they're on the way.
Jeff, you better hook into our call. Okay, we're on the move.
I just passed him. He's heading down the alley.
Fiona, circle ground and take the next alley over to the next street. I'll let him clear it and follow.
Be careful.
I will be. Okay, he's coming out the other end. I'm entering now. Wait a second. What's that in the shadows? Ouch.
Hang in there, Hayden. I'm coming.
Where am I? You're tied to a chair in the sub-basement of an abandoned apartment. How did I get here? To tell you the truth, I don't really know. They just told me to come here. They? Don't ask. I don't know, and if I did, I wouldn't tell you. So what now? I would like to know why you were following me. You killed Stephen Trent, and if I'm not mistaken, that's Jeff Stalker in the next chair with 2 bullets in his head and 2 in the chest. Ah, yes. They told me a team would be sent to investigate. Jeff Stalker failed the test. What test? You'll find out after you answer a few questions. Ask away. Again, why are you following me? It's my assignment. Who do you work for? Homeland Security. I'm here on loan to the State Department. You're not making this much fun. We're both professionals. I can see you're going to kill me. True. Why? It's my assignment. That's funny. I was told you would never hear the shots. What? I'm still alive. That's impossible. I guess we'll just have to do this the old-fashioned way. I'll just break your neck. Ow, that burns. Your ropes are burning. What are you? Your worst nightmare. Not today. I'm tired. I think I'm going into shock.
Mr. Selby, I don't know what game you're playing. Jeff Stalker failed, but I think Hayden Fulton passed your test.
What happened?
I fired 8 shots at him at point blank range. Something stopped them all. I went to break his neck, and a tremendous heat emanated from his entire body. He burned through his bindings and nearly got me.
That's good news.
Maybe for you, but not for me. I have to disappear. I'll see you in Washington.
I doubt it.
Oh, I guarantee it. That's Leonard Tremont. Get him.
Sorry, Philip, he got away.
It's not ideal, but quick, we've got to get in there.
Why? Because Hayden Falcon's still inside.
I take it he's one of us.
There he is. Oh dear, Tremont killed Stalker.
Hey, are you alright?
Felicity, what are you doing here?
We'll explain later. Right now, we've got to get you out of here.
It sounds good to me.
To be continued. Thank you for listening to Spy Wizards, The First Deception, Episode 2, Testing, Part 2. This audio drama podcast was written and performed by Paul Michael Mosier. All materials used to create this podcast, such as artwork and sound effects, were either used directly or adapted from sources in the public domain or under a Creative Commons license. The music used in this podcast was created by myself using LMMS and FL Studios. The sound effects are from freesound.org, freesfx.co.uk, soundbible.com, sounddog.com, soundj.com, wavesource.com, and YouTube. For more information, check out the show notes at spywizards.blogspot.ca or at spywizards.wordpress.com. Please visit our Facebook page at facebook.com/pages/spywizards or contact us on Twitter at twitter.com/spywizards1. You can also contact us through email at spywizards@gmail.com. Again, thank you for listening.